It's the weekend. We're back. It is John Gibbons, and I'm joined by Dan Austin and Neil Atkinson to talk about the weekend's football action across the Premier League, but also with always a little bit of a Liverpool tinge and bias and relevance. But let's start with the big game yesterday and work backwards from there. Chelsea 0, Man City 2. I can't figure out, Neil, to start with you, how big a win it was for Man City. There's positives in terms of the... Chelsea's a bit of a funny one for them. I don't know if are they too good to be a bogey club, do you think? But generally, they do well against them. In fact, City draw both league games against them last season. So from a game points point of view, they're up already. There's no Rodri, which is another big thing for them. I thought there's a couple of players who are you expect to be a bit more prominent this season who look really good. Rico Lewis being the obvious one. I thought he was great. But Chelsea are that mad. It feels like a hard one to judge. Where are you at with the City win in terms of its statementness?
I think they played Chelsea at the best possible weekend. We said that up for us to an extent last season as well. And I think actually, you know, I think last season we should have won that game. One of them. It's the way it goes in the end. Chelsea are good for 40 minutes, 20 either side of half time, but Liverpool start strong and end strong, and they could just take the game away. Not quite like that for City in this one. And I think all season, really, unless it calms down pretty quickly, there's going to be a lot of what does this result for Chelsea mean all the way through. The oddest Chelsea thing was even there's times where they trouble City in both halves. But there's never really any... I've got no sense of what the pattern of play is all the way through the game. And I think that might just continue. And it's not just the number of players. I think it is almost like... For me, the biggest positive for Chelsea is actually players who've been there now for more than a year, in that I think that Fofana's a positive, just that he's got through a good 90, because I think he's a hell of a player, I always have. And Lavi is a positive, because
he
plays well, but also it's 12 months on. But it's that idea of what actually is a football club, and a football club's loads of things. But one of the things it also is sort of like the lineage of the players. And they've just, you know, like the players have now not played. There's the fella who scores the second for City, I quite enjoyed when I read this, has played in a European Cup final for Chelsea.
And Against Manchester City.
And no one on the pitch has played in a European Cup final for Chelsea. You know, that's for Chelsea, playing for Chelsea. And that's... To have done that to a club over an extended period, I just think it's folly in loads and loads of ways. Like, one of the ways in which you, I'm not saying that all football forever is a constant relay race, but it doesn't hurt. Sometimes the plan is meant to be that you move players on, you get better players in, but that it builds on things, and they've sort of removed the idea of building on anything.